It blows me away the amount of people that do not wear masks.
And that's just where you live.
Like today, I went to the store and there was a guy, he had to be 6'8". Okay. And big beard, big, just huge guy, not wearing a mask. And he's looking at you the whole time like, yeah, say something to me, I'll kill you. So I didn't want to say anything to him because he looked very scary.
Right.
But everywhere I went, it was crazy today that nobody goes and it's too much to put a mask on.
I don't understand that because I think it's the tri-state area thing. Because every time we drive up to Connecticut or like my friends in New Jersey or anywhere in New York, everybody has a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. And if you don't have a mask on, somebody says something to you.
Yeah, down here you would get killed. So I think you can't tell them they're going to get COVID anymore. I don't think that works because I don't believe
why?
In it.
Why? How come it doesn't work? They don't care?
They don't believe in it. I think that's what it is. So I love now that this news report came out. There's a side effect of COVID that guys should listen up and take note.
You know, we're learning something new about this virus. It seems not every day, but it certainly seems like that. And I really urge people that, you know, look, even if you have a mild infection, we now know that people could have long-term health effects from this virus, neurologic complications. And now for men who are watching this, there is some real concern here that men could have long-term issues of erectile dysfunction from this virus. Because we know that it causes issues in the vascular
guarantee you're gonna wear
so
a mask.
This is something
now
that is of real concern. You know, so not just, you know, not just that this virus can kill you, but can actually cause long-term, lifelong,
I'm sure my wanker gets hard.
Now thus far the vast majority of people do seem to recover from this virus, but as time goes on and more and more people are infected, we're going to unfortunately see some, you know, more and more of these long-term negative consequences.
You don't have to worry about this because you barely, you know, you're so tiny. 99% of you would recover. It's just that one little tiny 1% that would have a problem.
I hope that scares guys enough to wear a mask. Not the COVID, but the fact that you're not going to be able to get an erection anymore.
Right. Well, if you don't believe that COVID is a thing, you don't believe the long-term effects of COVID are a thing. Right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Like my favorite part of the COVID story today, the news just broke that Rudy Giuliani has COVID, that he tested positive. So, you know, where do I go the minute I see that? I immediately go to Reddit because I know there's going to be some great like subreddits. Yeah, there's going to be some good ones. And there's some really funny. They're funny. I love Reddit. So here's some of my favorite lines that people on Reddit said the minute that they heard that Rudy Giuliani tested positive. All right. So Reddit starts out by saying, listen, don't threaten, don't advocate for, don't wish, hope, celebrate or express any sort of harm or violence or death. It's not OK. And if you engage in this behavior, you're going to be subject to a permanent subreddit ban. So the very next person goes, thoughts and bears, Ghoulie. Because, you know, they call him Ghoulie Giuliani.
Right. Thoughts and bears.
Dying from COVID. Great way to own the libs. Ooh, do Mitch McConnell next.
Well, Rudy, he's in and out of a plane, going to different states all the time. Of course you're going to get it.
Giuliani has been admitted to Walter Reed Total Landscaping.
Not the real Walter Reed, the other Walter Reed.
Right, the Total Landscaping one. Let's see, at least he won't need that pardon anymore.
True.
Somebody else said no way would COVID germs be able to live in Giuliani's liver. He's denying it and he's going to sue to have the results overturned.
Fake news.
Fake news. I do not have COVID.